Hello and welcome to episode 15 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about non-invasive intestinal evaluation, a new book by The View's Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Jesse James on Celebrity Apprentice, hidden gluten in packaged foods, how to make a donation for celiac research, and applesauce muffins. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Now, the news. Non-invasive intestinal evaluation. Currently, the best way to determine the extent of damage to the small intestine is with a biopsy. For this procedure, the patient is mildly sedated and a tube is led down the throat, past the stomach, into the upper region of the small intestine. There, using a special tool, the doctors pinch off a small amount of the tissue from the lining of the intestine and look at it through a microscope in order to gauge cellular damage. The procedure is uncomfortable, costly, and an inconvenient method to track patient progress over time. A recent study proposes a new non-invasive method for assessing intestinal damage in celiac patients. With just a blood test, they propose to measure the amount of a particular protein called the fatty acid building protein, or FABP. In the case of undiagnosed celiac disease, more FABPs are found circulating in the blood. Once a patient has begun a gluten-free diet, the number of FABPs in the blood decreases. This method could prove to be a convenient and accurate diagnosis tool, a gauge for intestinal damage, and a way to measure patient progress in healing. New book by The View's Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Elizabeth Hasselbeck has just published a book about her experiencing diagnosing her own celiac disease. Today, she's a host on The View, but she was also well known in 2001 for her role in the Australian Outback Survivor series. Oddly enough, she writes in her book, "Although her diet on Survivor was sometimes disgusting and always very simple, she had never felt better. Only years later, and after many illnesses and hospital visits, did she discover that it was due to the lack of breads and muffins that she'd enjoyed back in her regular life in the States." Hasselbeck's new book is called The G-Free Diet, a Gluten-Free Survival Guide. Her book is available in bookstores now. Jesse James cooks GF on Celebrity Apprentice. Jesse James of West Coast Choppers and Monster Garage tried cooking a gluten-free meal on The Celebrity Apprentice a couple weeks ago, and it might have saved his neck because by the end of the episode, it was the other team's manager who was cut. Their task was to devise a healthy new dish along with a marketing campaign for Schwann's frozen food line. James's meal featured turkey pork meatballs, quinoa pasta, and tomato sauce with broccoli on the side. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Hidden gluten in packaged foods. Packaged foods are more popular than ever before. Single-serving units and cellophane wrappers make up the most of what consumers buy for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a snack. They're handy, convenient, and most will go from freezer to microwave and onto your plate in 5 minutes or less. But hold on. Gluten and gluten products are used in the manufacturing of virtually every boxed, packaged, or canned food as a binder, a thickener, or a coating. To get an idea of how much hidden gluten you might be consuming, check the ingredient list on products such as barbecue sauce, couscous, potato chips, most frozen dinners, rice mixes, ice cream, soy sauce, and dry soup mix. Make a donation to aid celiac disease research in Africa. A Sudanese PhD student named Ibtihag Hassan is conducting research on celiac disease in her country. She already has blood samples from 450 Sudanese celiac children and needs our help to complete her project. Very little research has been conducted on celiac statistics in Africa. In countries with a shortage of food supply in general, undiagnosed celiac disease is a life-threatening condition. Dr. Sibel Koletsko, the head of Division of Pediatric Gastroenterology and Hepatology in Munich, Germany, has offered to partner up with Ibtihag and her university, the Ludwig Maximilian University, is willing to help Ibtihag with half the cost of materials and all travel and lodging expenses while she's studying in Munich. You can help Ibtihag on her research project by adding a donation while shopping the gluten-free mall. Donations are given in units of $10 apiece. Applesauce oat muffins. We couldn't pass up this muffin recipe. You can find measurements and details on celiac.com, but just listen to what goes into these moist and flavorful treats. Gluten-free flour mix. Certified gluten-free oats. Baking soda. Baking powder, cinnamon, raisins, nutmeg, flax seed meal, yogurt, applesauce, eggs, granulated cane sugar, and butter or butter substitute. So, basically, preheat oven to 350 Fahrenheit. Ready your muffin tins. Combine sugar and butter. Beat till fluffy. Add eggs, applesauce, yogurt. Mix well. Whisk all dry ingredients together separately and add to the wet mix gradually. Fill the muffin tins. Sprinkle cinnamon, sugar, and oats on top. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes. Cool. And enjoy. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Again, we'd like to hear your input. Please write comments about what you thought of the program and what you'd like to hear covered in future programs. In addition, you'll find links to all the original articles on our website. So, from celiac.com, thank you for listening.